This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Passenger rail service could be coming back to Northeast Louisiana as soon as 2025. A conference held last week in Monroe discussed a study implementing the service. Southern Rail Commission Chair Knox Ross says it's an idea people have been working for 25 years. He says the proposal splits the existing New Orleans to Washington, D.C. route at Meridian, Mississippi.
And a section, say, coming south would continue on to New Orleans, and a section would go across central Mississippi, north Louisiana, and east Texas to Dallas-Fort Worth.
There are plans for a stop in Ruston and a plan for a passenger rail station in Ouachita Parish.
So they've got two parking lots right by the Kansas City Southern line there, just before the Ouachita River Bridge, that are both perfect for a train station in downtown Monroe.
Ross says Canadian Pacific, who owns the rail lines, is on board with a plan. A passenger rail line between Baton Rouge and New Orleans is also in the works. The line along the I-20 corridor is proposed from Dallas to Atlanta. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says since abortion clinics closed permanently in Louisiana, the number of online purchases of abortion pills in the state has increased 170%. New Orleans Democrat Representative Amy Freeman says she's not surprised.
Women are just finding ways to take their health care into their own hands. If they can't go to a physician, there are ways they can order these medications online.
This is KEDM.